is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With his confirmation hearings to be Health and Human Services Secretary getting underway this morning, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s cousin Caroline Kennedy is telling the U.S. Senate he's unqualified. And she offers a personal view, reading on social media the letter that she sent to the Senate.
Bobby continues to grandstand off my father's assassination and that of his own father. It's incomprehensible to me that someone who is willing to exploit their own painful family tragedies for publicity would be put in charge of America's life and death situations.
Another Kennedy cousin, former Congressman Patrick Kennedy, wrote in the Washington Post that RFK Jr. is not opposed to modern medicine. The Federal Reserve will probably wind up 2 days of meetings today without cutting interest rates. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger explains why.
The inflation rate is still running hotter than the Fed would like, at about 2.9%, above the Fed's target of 2%. The second rationale is that despite high interest rates, the economy continues to expand at a solid pace.
Immigration sweeps continue across the nation, with CBS's Major Garrett telling us the Trump administration is doing things differently from the Biden administration.
We saw ATF, DEA, U.S. Marshals. They would not have been involved under the Biden administration. That allows a force multiplier effect. Two, collateral arrests. What are those? The eight suspects arrested who have no criminality associated with them, they would not have been swept up by the Biden administration. They are being swept up by the Trump administration.
A federal judge has put a temporary stay on President Trump's effort to hold back trillions of dollars in federal spending for a review. But CBS's Olivia Rinaldi reports it's still having an effect.
Everyone from the federal government to state governments scrambling to figure out who exactly this impacts. Caroline Levitt in the briefing saying that it won't impact things like Medicaid, Social Security, school lunches, programs of that sort. But we did see some states saying that they were having trouble accessing the Medicaid websites. We had that confirmed from several states across the country.
CBS's Jim Krasula has news this morning about eggs that won't go over easy.
They're expected to increase another 20% since millions of chickens are being slaughtered every month because of bird flu. Rhonda Self owns a diner in Raleigh, North Carolina.
We had to go up on the prices because the eggs have went crazy high on us.
The average price nationwide for a dozen of eggs is approaching $5.
New results from the biennial national report card just out this morning show America's children still losing ground on reading skills since the pandemic, with little improvement in math. Lower performing students are falling further behind. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get active liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
The Trump administration is boosting the role of new media in White House press briefings.
The Trump White House will speak to all media outlets and personalities.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt made the announcement at her very first briefing.
Independent journalists, podcasters, social media influencers, and content creators.
And just a quick scroll on social media finds many of those creators are excited.
I don't know about you, but I think that is the coolest thing that has ever happened.
Am I delusional enough to think that I should apply for this? Yes, I absolutely am.
Levitt said they'll review the applications
and give credentials to new media applicants who meet our criteria and pass United States Secret Service requirements.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
At the trial of ASAP Rocky, his accuser and former friend took the stand yesterday. Rocky pleaded not guilty to firearm assault against a former friend, ASAP Relly, who testified about their relationship. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky for us in the overnight. Breezy west winds to 40 miles per hour as our morning low will drop to near 30. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, continued breezy with northwest winds. Highs close to 40, upper 40s on Thursday. It's 39 at our studios.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Down and pray, but when they passed around the plate at the end of it all, I are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you,
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar. Over me,
pour your sweetness over me.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. You ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Ought to be so excited.
98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my
Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
My mind. It's a home.
On, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Another heart complete love could be. Till she kissed me and said, baby, please
go away.
It feels so right,
so right.
Being with you is alive.
Please go away.
Just hold me close. Don't ever let me go. Please say what I want to say. Just whisper, I love you so.
Look at me, gliding through the
this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration's offering buyouts to federal workers who leave their jobs by a week from tomorrow. Donald Kettle, former dean at the University of Maryland School of Public Policy.
The money that they're offering to begin with seems to be in violation of federal law, which caps the amount that can be spent at $25,000.
Federal judge has blocked the White House freeze on federal grants and loans. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
People who are receiving individual assistance, you will continue to receive that. And President Trump is looking out for you by issuing this pause because he is being good steward of your taxpayer dollars.
Caroline Kennedy urging senators not to confirm her cousin, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as health secretary.
I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets, because Bobby himself is a predator.
Another cousin, Patrick, calls RFK Jr. the leader we need to meet the moment. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the